Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Thursday, May 14th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
I think it's too early to tell in relation to the outcome of any exploratory talks.
Ambulance dispute set for the Labour Court and Trump's state visit to China underway. But first up this morning. Union representatives of ambulance staff will meet HSE officials at the Labour Court this morning. It follows this week's strike by members of the National Ambulance Service in a dispute over pay. Industrial action is expected to continue next week if a resolution cannot be found. SIP2's John McCamley says they will go into today's discussions with an open mind.
I think it's too early to tell in relation to the outcome of any exploratory talks or intervention. I think at this stage we will just reserve our position and await the discussions today.
Three government TDs voted in favour of a Social Democrats motion on abortion that was defeated in the Dáil last night. The bill would have abolished the three-day waiting period for the procedure and removed the criminal sanctions in the current laws. It was defeated by 85 votes to 30, despite a free vote in both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil on the issue. Fine Gael TDs Grace Boland and Barry Ward voted in favour of moving the bill to committee stage, as did Fianna Fáil TD Catherine Arda. All Sinn Féin TDs abstained in the vote, despite the party introducing its own legislation to remove the waiting period last week. Donald Trump has thanked Xi Jinping for an honour like few have ever seen as his two-day state visit to China gets underway. The US president was welcomed to the Great Hall of the People in Beijing by the president and members of the public. Talks between the two leaders are expected to cover trade and the conflict in the Middle East, with Donald Trump wanting China to take a more active role in reopening the Strait of Hormuz. As a bilateral meeting between the two nations got underway, Xi Jinping said China and the US should be partners, not rivals.
China and the United States both stand to gain from cooperation and lose from confrontation. We should be partners, not rivals. We should help each other succeed and prosper together and find the right way for major countries to get along well with each other in the new era.
Keir Starmer is expected to face into a challenge to his leadership today after spending last night speaking to his ministers. Supporters of Britain's Health Secretary Wes Streeting say he'll launch a bid to oust the Prime Minister today. Yesterday, Jonathan Brash became the first Labour MP to call for Starmer to step down on the floor of the House of Commons.
People are desperate for hope. And for however difficult it may be for many on these benches to admit, it is now clear to me that this Prime Minister can no longer provide that hope.
€7 billion will be available to the government in Budget 2027, according to the Finance Minister. Taoiseach Simon Harris told his Fine Gael party colleagues last night he will look to reduce the cost of childcare in October. He wants to reach a target of €200 per month for families, while an income tax package for middle earners is also on the way. The total breakdown of tax cuts versus spending increases will be announced in the summer. Ireland's current home retrofit scheme is putting contractors ahead of consumers. That's the warning from energy experts gathering in Dublin today ahead of a key EU buildings deadline later this month. They say impartial advice on grants and renewable technologies at community level and through one-stop shops could do more to tackle energy poverty. Alex Hamilton, head of operations at the Southeast Energy Agency, is calling for a broader approach to make retrofitting more accessible.
Ensuring, you know, equality and inclusiveness for all homeowners along the journey is absolutely critical. Again, with the prices, as everybody is aware of, you know, it's really important that we don't leave anybody behind and that we make sure that there are fair processes and fair programs that are accessible to every homeowner who wants to do the work.
A US court's overturned the murder conviction of a former lawyer who was found guilty of killing his wife and son. The case against Alex Murdaugh attracted global attention because of a Netflix documentary series about the murders. South Carolina's Supreme Court has ruled jurors were improperly influenced by court clerk Becky Hill, who was writing a book about the case. Two in three 25-year-olds in Ireland say they have experienced discrimination. New research from the Economic and Social Research Institute shows people with disabilities from minority ethnic backgrounds and LGBTQ plus youth are most affected. Dr. Daniel Capistrano, a research officer with the ESRI, says the study based on the Growing Up in Ireland survey also links discrimination to poorer mental health with higher rates of depression and harmful alcohol use.
3 out of 4 young people aged 17 say that they experience some form of discrimination. And even when they get older, the same group, when they get older by age 25, it's about 2 in 3. It's a quite high number that these experiences with discrimination, they are linked to issues related to mental health and well-being.
To entertainment news now, and season 2 of the Disney Plus show Rivals returns this Friday. Based on the books by the late Jilly Cooper, it stars Aidan Turner, Victoria Smurfit, David Tennant and Danny Dyer, among others. Alex Hassel says Jilly's writing was unique.
I think she was really creating space for women and their stories, and women with desire and women with foibles. But I think also she knows how to set characters against each other in a way that's really fun and really tense, but also that you kind of like all of the characters.
Sports news now, and the sports minister says he wants to make Ireland the fittest country in Europe by 2040. Charlie McConnellogue says right now 2.16 million people take part in sport on a weekly basis here. It follows the publication of the Irish Sport Monitor, which found weekly recreational walking rates are down by 4% compared to 2024. Minister McConnellogue told Off the Ball, despite this, we're heading in the right direction.
If you go back, for example, to the Sports Monitor in 2017, at that stage, we had 43% of the adult population participating in sport on a weekly basis. That's increased now to 48%. So I think if we can get everyone participating in sport on a weekly basis and reach that 60% figure, that would bring us into that situation where we would achieve that.
And finally, Manchester City boosted their Premier League title hopes with a comfortable 3-0 victory against Crystal Palace last night. City are 2 points behind leaders Arsenal with 2 games left to play. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.